This is Jerry Blumberg.
Roots and Wings. Then the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus with her sons. She knelt respectfully to ask a favor. "What is your request?" he asked. She replied, "In your kingdom, please let my two sons sit in places of honor next to you, one on your left and the other on your right." Matthew 20:20. As mothers, we have great influence on our children. From their earliest moments of life, they are completely dependent on us. In fact, our task is to raise these precious little ones to mature young adults with complete independence from us, ready to be productive on their own. I love that little saying, "The best thing parents can do for their children is give them roots and wings." I also read, "Give them roots to keep them grounded through tough times. Give them wings to soar above everything, explore new worlds, and fly farther than we ever did." As much as we might agree with this goal, getting sidetracked with our own motherly agenda and timetable happens. Notice the mother mentioned in the reading for today. She went way out on a limb for her two sons with a special request of Jesus. Now these were grown men, not young boys. Why was she involved? Why was she even there? Was she there to fight for their just reward? These two men were part of the band of disciples that were called by Jesus to work by his side during his earthly ministry. They had a mission and were committed to it. Jesus answered her question, but their response indicated that they were still clueless. I'm not so bothered by the men's reckless answer because Jesus would straighten them out. But what was the mother thinking? This is a good reminder that our children are on loan to us. Over the years in our care, we nurture them, teach them, discipline them, and of course love them. Then we let them go. Thankfully, I no longer control the game. They are the players, and I'm their biggest cheerleader. Go team! This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.